Casey, Hank, and the myth that caring equals clicking. Casey Neistat says the edit is everything. Hank Green is right that AI slop is a problem. They're both right about the premise and both wrong about the equation. Caring doesn't equal clicking. The two true things. Before I disagree with anyone, I want to be clear about the two things in this argument that are true. The two true things. One, the edit is where the video happens. Anyone who has ever shot 4 hours of footage and tried to make it into a 6-minute story knows the cut is where the story actually shows up. The footage is groceries. The edit is the meal. If you skip the cooking, you eat a raw onion. The two true things. Two, a flood of generative slop is bad for everyone. Auto-sponed text-to-video filler with a fake voice over a fake B-roll cutaway of a fake city skyline is not a creator's craft. It's a content treadmill running by itself. Audiences can feel it. The numbers say they can. Only 26% of consumers prefer generative AI creator content to traditional creator content, down from 60% in 2023, per Billion Dollar Boys research surfaced in DigiDay. The flood is real. The fatigue is real. The reset is real. The two true things. So when Casey Neistat tells filmmakers, the edit is everything, AI is an engine of media, and worries about an unbounded one, they are not wrong about the premise. They are both pointing at something real. Editing is sacred. Slop is poison. The two true things. Here is where Gnarls, your friendly neighborhood synthwave coach, gets up off the bench. Because there is a sentence the broader anti-AI editing camp keeps tucking into the middle of those two true things, and that sentence is wrong. The two true things. If you care about your edit, you'll do it yourself, frame by frame, click by click. The two true things. Caring is not clicking. Caring has never been clicking. The 500-click razor tool ritual is a consequence of caring. It is not the act of caring itself. The two true things. So let's go. Pull on the gloves, step into the ring. We're going to spar with the argument, not the person. The Casey position, quoted accurately. Casey Neistat is not subtle about where he stands on the edit. In a filmmaking workshop collected by Kevin Chan, Casey has been quoted saying, the Casey position, quoted accurately. I exclusively write in the edit. The Casey position, quoted accurately. The edit is everything. The Casey position, quoted accurately. In the same workshop tradition, he uses a metaphor reported via Interview magazine that I have stolen and put on a sweatband in my locker. The Casey position, quoted accurately. I always see the filming as basically going to the grocery store and buying a bunch of ingredients, and that's about as far from having a dinner as you can possibly be. The Casey position, quoted accurately. Casey is a craftsman. He was right to raise the warning. The slop is a problem. The Casey position, quoted accurately. I respect the man. I respect his hands. I respect that he sits at his premiere timeline at hours of the night that most of us are asleep and writes a video into existence without a script. That's a heavy lift. That's, in gym terms, going to failure on the timeline, on purpose, every Saturday, for years. The Casey position, quoted accurately. But notice what Casey's quotes actually say. He says the edit is everything. He says he writes in the edit. The Casey position, quoted accurately. The thing he is naming as sacred is the act of shaping the story, choosing the moment, holding on a face, killing a paragraph that doesn't earn its keep. The mouse, the razor, the trackpad, those are the barbells he's been lifting for a decade. They are not the workout.
They are the equipment that has been making him strong enough to do the workout. And like any piece of gym equipment, they can get replaced when a better one shows up without the muscle going anywhere. The Casey position, quoted accurately. You can love the squat without loving the squat rack. The Hank position, quoted accurately. Hank Green is, and I say this as a coach who recognizes another coach, a teacher first. That changes the shape of his argument about AI. The Hank position, quoted accurately. In his March 2026 Slate interview about converting Complexly into a nonprofit, Hank says, the Hank position, quoted accurately. The Hank position, quoted accurately. Hank is not against tools. He is against engines of media that run by themselves, optimizing for engagement instead of for the audience's actual life. AI training on YouTube creators without consent, AI-generated channels gaming the recommendation feed, the broader brain rot economy. He's right. The brain rot economy is also real. The Hank position, quoted accurately. But here is the subtlety. Hank's worry is about generation, not editing. He is worried about content that is invented from nothing, by no one, for nobody in particular. the engine of media running on its own. That is a different thing from a creator with a story, a camera, a shoot, and a tool that helps them assemble what they captured into what they meant. The Hank position, quoted accurately. If anyone in the anti-slop camp should be sympathetic to let the AI handle the mechanical part so the human keeps the editorial part, it's the man who built a multi-million student education platform by systematizing the boring parts so the teaching could breathe. Crash Course was, at its core, a coach saving a teacher's time so the teaching could show up. That's what we tried to be. The coach saving the creator's time so the creating could show up. The false equation. Here is the equation the broader anti-AI editing camp keeps writing on the locker room mirror. The false equation. Caring equals clicking. The false equation. It looks innocent. It feels intuitive. Thread. The false equation. But check the math. The clicks are a symptom of caring under a constraint. The constraint being that for 30 years, the only way to express the editorial decision was to physically perform it with a mouse on a timeline. The clicks were never the caring. The clicks were the cost of caring. The false equation. Knees come along for the ride because that's how running used to work. They run. The false equation. Same in the gym. You are not lifting heavier. You are just lifting longer. Sitting at the timeline for 9 hours, dragging clips one frame at a time, doesn't make you a stronger editor than the creator who sat at the timeline for 1 hour and made the same three high-stakes decisions. It makes you a more exhausted editor. There is no metal at the bottom of the exhaustion. There's just an edit that didn't get made on Tuesday because you were still cleaning up Mondays. The false equation. Caring is what the cut feels like. Caring is taste times pacing times mood times story. That decision took half a second. The execution of that decision, finding the laugh on the timeline, marking it, splitting the clip, rippling the rest, dragging the wide to land, took 15 minutes. The false equation. The half second is the caring. The 15 minutes is the captivity. The false equation. Where caring actually lives. Run the tape back on any video that actually made you feel something. A wedding film that made you cry in the parking lot, a vlog that made you laugh on the train, a documentary scene that made you forget your hand on your phone. Where caring actually lives.
What got you there? Where caring actually lives. It wasn't that the editor clicked the razor tool 487 times instead of 486. It wasn't that they nudged a fade one frame to the left in After Effects at 2 a.m. It was the choice of the cut. It was the held beat. It was the held silence. It was the music coming in 2 seconds later than you expected. It was the wide held 3 frames longer than felt safe. It was the cut to the close-up right on the breath, not the line. Where caring actually lives. Those are the editorial moves. They are 20% of the time and 100% of the feeling. Where caring actually lives. The rest, call it the 80%, is the mechanical labor of getting your timeline to a state where those 20% editorial moves can even show up. Sorting through 12 clips to find the one with the laugh, trimming dead air, smoothing a jump cut, spotting B-roll, generating captions, aligning the audio, building the first draft of the assembly so you can react to it. Where caring actually lives. Casey Neistat does that 80% himself. He's earned every one of those hours because he genuinely enjoys the cooking. He owns the kitchen, he owns the knives, he owns the heat. Good. Where caring actually lives. But here is the asymmetry. The average creator in 2026 is being asked to ship 3 reels a week, a TikTok every day, a long form every Saturday, a podcast every Tuesday, and a client cut on Thursday. They cannot do the 80% by hand. There aren't enough hours, there aren't enough Saturdays, there aren't enough wrists. Where caring actually lives. So they have a choice. Where caring actually lives. 1. Skip the 20% editorial work because the 80% mechanical work ate the day. 2. Skip the volume because the 20% needs space. 3. Let a tool do the 80% mechanical work so the 20% editorial work gets its real Saturday. Where caring actually lives. The third option is the only one that survives the math. That is what Vibe Chopper was built for. We did not build a generator that invents pixels you didn't shoot. We built an editor that does the cooking under the chef's direction. How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop. If you remember nothing else from this post, remember this distinction. It's the whole game. How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop. Generative AI invents pixels. It hands you a city at sunset. Nobody shot it. Nobody was there. Nothing happened. The video is novel and spiritually empty. That's the slop Casey and Hank are right to worry about. It does not deserve a defense. How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop. Editorial AI edits the footage you shot. You pointed at the wedding you filmed, the podcast you recorded, the vlog you walked through. It pulls together what you actually captured into a shape you actually meant. Every frame in the output was a frame in your input. Every word in the cut came out of someone's actual mouth in actual time. The AI is not a writer, it's an extremely fast editor who never gets tired, never gets bored, and never overrules you. How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop.
When you open Vibe Chopper, the AI did none of these things. It did not generate a city it had never seen. It did not write a script about your life. It did not invent a voiceover you never recorded. And it did not fabricate footage. It cut footage. How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop. It did all of these things. It described every frame of your shoot so you could find the take you remembered. It transcribed every word you said so the chat could trim by language, not by timestamp. It assembled a first draft of your edit from your clips, and it showed its work. Every cut it made came with a receipt naming the clip and the moment.
How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop. That last one is the whole ballgame. The receipt is the difference between a tool and an oracle. Generative slop hands you a finished video and dares you to like it. Editorial AI hands you an assembly and shows you, line by line, which of your shots it used and why. You can override every line. You can reprompt every cut. You can roll back the edit to a snapshot from 20 minutes ago. You are the director. The AI is the fastest, most patient junior editor who genuinely does not mind that you changed your mind again. How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop. For the locker room wall, generative AI makes the chef irrelevant. Editorial AI makes the prep cook unnecessary. We were the second one. We made the prep cook unnecessary so the chef could finally cook on a Saturday and still get the gym in. How Vibe Chopper was editorial AI, not generative slop. A working definition of caring with AI. Caring with AI is moving where you put the caring. Here's what good practice looked like. A working definition of caring with AI. You picked the shoot. That's still a creative decision. No AI showed up at the wedding. You did. You held the camera through the first dance. You got the shot of the bride's grandfather laughing. A working definition of caring with AI. You wrote the brief. 3 sentences. A 6-minute wedding film for the bride's family. Warm. Funny. The grandfather laugh is the emotional center. The AI read the brief. Every frame, every transcript line, and proposed an assembly. You told it what this wedding video was supposed to feel like. A working definition of caring with AI. You watched the assembly. 40 minutes of footage down to a 6-minute first cut in the time it took you to brew coffee. You watched it the whole way through. You felt where it was working and where it was lying. That's caring. The clicking was 0. The caring was full. A working definition of caring with AI. You called the editorial moves. Hold the grandfather laugh 4 more frames. Lose the dance floor montage. Pull the first kiss to minute 4. Drop the score in 2 seconds later. Each of those was a sentence. Each of those, in the old workflow, was 20 minutes of clicking. You moved the caring to where it counted. You did not move it away. A working definition of caring with AI. You finished the rep yourself. There is a moment in every cut where you take the trackpad back, lean in, and finish the last 2 beats by hand. That hasn't gone away. We never tried to take it away. Royalty-free music libraries are the soggy salad of editing. They're the bad version of taste. AI in the edit was the meal prep service. You still season the plate. A working definition of caring with AI. You shipped. Sunday morning. The bride cried. The grandfather cried. Your back wasn't out. Your Saturday wasn't gone. Your partner saw your face at dinner. A working definition of caring with AI. If anyone wants to look at that workflow and tell me the wedding video cared less than the version where you spent 11 hours dragging clips with a mouse, they have to explain to me which of those decisions a mouse was making. The craft was never in the mouse. I hear this objection in my sleep. It deserves a real answer. The craft was never in the mouse. The craft is not the mechanics. The craft is the judgment. Every generation of editors has had this argument with the generation before it. The cinema editor said the linear tape editor was a sellout. The Avid editor said the Premiere editor was a sellout. The Premiere editor said the iPhone editor was a sellout. None of them were right. The craft survived every one of those tool changes because the craft was never living in the tool. It was living in the editor's eye. The craft was never in the mouse. Casey writes in the edit because his taste is the writer. The taste survives the change of tool. The taste survives the change of decade. If he ever tries a chat-first editor and decides he prefers his Premiere muscle memory, I will not argue with that for 1 second. The muscle memory is real. The muscle memory is sacred for the people who built it. But the muscle memory is the path he took. It is not the only path. The craft was never in the mouse, and the audience knows it. Becky Owen of Billion Dollar Boy put it cleanly in Digiday. AI can't replicate the messiness of human creativity. She's right. They crave a real person doing real things. Editorial AI does not replace the real person. It frees the real person to do more real things on more real Saturdays. The gnarl's closer. So here's where I land, hand on the rope, looking across the ring. The gnarl's closer. I respect anyone who can sit at a timeline for 9 hours. I do. That's a heavy lift. That's deadlifting the edit. That's going to failure and coming back. The hours are real.
The reps are real. The muscle is real. Nobody is taking that away from you, and nobody should. The gnarl's closer. But you know what's also a heavy lift? Caring about a video for 9 months instead of 9 hours. Holding a story in your head across 13 reels, 52 posts, 400 Saturdays in a row. Most creators don't get to choose between caring and clicking. They have to choose between caring and clicking. Hand editing every frame is one form of devotion. Pacing, score, mood, story arc, those are forms of devotion too, and they're the ones an audience actually feels. The gnarl's closer. So when somebody says, if you really cared, you'd do the clicks yourself, I hear it as a sentence that is true for them. Casey, Hank, anybody whose volume is bounded and whose name is on the door. And false for the 1,000 creators behind them who are trying to build a career in the same medium with 1/10 the team and 1/3 the timeline. The clicking is not the love. The clicking is the tax on the love. The gnarl's closer. We built Vibe Chopper to let you stop paying that tax. The gnarl's closer. AI does not make you care less. It moves where you put the caring. The gnarl's closer. That's the whole line. That's the whole post. If you remember nothing else from these 3,400 words, remember that. Put it on the back of your sweatshirt. Tape it to your monitor. The next time someone tells you a chat-driven edit can't have a soul, hand them their video back and ask them which frame the soul lives in. The gnarl's closer. Spoiler, it lives in the part where you cared. And we made sure that part is still yours. The gnarl's closer. Reps in, reps out. See you on the timeline. Garls. Garls. Related reading. Garls. Theo, we heard you. A builder's reply on AI video editors. We want to give creators their power back. Authenticity in the AI flood. How to use AI without looking like a slop account. You're not a bad creator. Your editor is eating your life.